As I was driving down Juniata Street yesterday morning, I noticed a rather long line outside of Baroner's waiting for them to open up and sell corn. And an odd thought passed through my mind. Their line at 9 o'clock for corn is much larger than my line at 1 o'clock for the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Sweet corn evidently is a bit more popular than the sweet taste of God's mercy. But after all, it is Baroner's corn. Are you a know-it-all? Do you have a relative or friend who's a know-it-all? Are you married to a know-it-all? Do your kids act like they know it all? I'm not one of them. Perhaps it's the wisdom that comes with age or the fact that I'm not very bright, but it's not uncommon for me to answer a question with a simple, I don't know. Our passage from the letter to the Hebrews told us that Abraham and Sarah were called by God to go to a place not knowing where they would end up. Chapter 12 of the book of Genesis begins with, "The Lord said to Abram, go forth from the land of your kinsfolk and from your father's house to a land I will show you." And so Abram took his wife Sarai and their nephew Lot. The scriptures tell us that Abram was 75 years old. Abram and Sarai are examples of men and women of faith. They placed their trust in God. Faith always involves trusting, and they trusted, we're told, because they believed that God was trustworthy, that God's dependable, reliable, honest, responsible, and faithful. Abraham didn't have to know it all because he trusted in a God who did. Today's gospel reading deals with an issue that arose in the very early church. The first Christians expected Jesus to return sooner rather than later. But in the early first century of the church, Jesus didn't return. So they have to deal with the issue, what do they do? And St. Luke tries to address the problem of our Lord's delayed return by reminding us that everything is temporary, and that service to others and attention to detail will lead to treasure in heaven. Like the God in whom Abraham and Sarah put their trust, we are also to be trustworthy while we wait for that hour when the Lord will come again. We, chosen and blessed by God, are to be dependable, reliable, honest, responsible, faithful. And if we live as trustworthy people, trustworthy servants, there's no need for us to know when the Lord will come again. We will already be ready. Everything we have is temporary, and each of us will one day need to give an account of ourselves when we meet Christ Jesus. A comedian once said, "It's not that I'm afraid to die. I just don't want to be there when it happens." We are to accept and use the gifts God has given to us and use those gifts with a humility that's based upon love. We will not be judged by our knowledge, but by our service and our love. And during this Eucharist, we once again experience the hospitality and service of Jesus, our Master, who waits on us through word and sacrament. At a time when some folks are hesitant to make commitments and promises, and others are so quick to break them, our families, our parishes, our communities need men, women, teenagers, and children who are responsible, reliable, caring, and faithful. And without fanfare, most of us are trying to do just that. You see, we are among the descendants of Abraham and Sarah, and we are here this morning because in the deepest part of our lives, we want to do what the Lord wants us to do, and we want to go wherever the Lord leads. You see, God is trustworthy and faithful to his promise. And in the end, he wants each one of us to enter our ultimate homeland, the glory and the gladness.